Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How in the world are you doing? Welcome to Caroline in Codeland. Thank you, my friend, once again for listening to this broadcast. And this is another day and another year for me because on April 18th, I celebrated my birthday. And I'm so excited to live to see another year and also live to 1 year of the pandemic. And I know it has been pretty tremendous, and it has been rough for some people, and it has been nerve-wracking for others, and you name it, we have all gone through the same experience. And I just want to bless God for this opportunity that I have, and I'm so grateful to be back once again to share with you another broadcast of the quarantine episode. And this is just giving thanks and reflecting on what God has been doing for me, and knowing that when you pray that He answers prayers. And sometimes it's for us to go back and be grateful and thank Him for answering those prayers, because when He does, sometimes you don't even realize that He does. You just walk into it and not acknowledging it, but God love you to acknowledge Him and to give Him thanks for everything. And so one of the things I'm doing is thanking Him for this broadcast and thanking Him for you who have been listening. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I am just asking you to just share this broadcast with somebody, just to encourage them and to encourage, lift up, lift their spirit. So thank you in advance. Have yourself a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, night, whenever you listen. Bye. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful morning. A little overcast, but still beautiful. I can see the sun and the buds are coming out on the tree like crazy. And it's such a beautiful day. Welcome to a brand new day, a brand new week. And how was your weekend? Well, mine was fantastic because yesterday, Sunday, April 18th, was my birthday and it was glorious. I spent yesterday reflecting on the mercies and the goodness of God for what He has done for me over the last year, to allow me to live to see another year. And I'm so grateful because it caused me to go back in my mind and think about all the prayers that I've asked, that I've made over the years, major ones. And I've seen where God has answered my prayers. And some of it is still in the process of being answered. And sometimes the ones that we really want to get answers, it takes a little longer. And sometimes when God answers certain prayers that we make, we don't really go back and look at it. But it's one day He will just bring it to your mind and you say, wow, I did pray about that and ask God to do something about it. And He did. And I'm so grateful. Because I just looked at the morning scripture. I know I'm running a little bit late this morning because I had some meetings. But God is still good. And the morning Bible verse I came in from, it came in and it's taken from Psalms 118, verse 17. And I was just laughing, not laughing, but chuckling to myself. And it goes like this from verse 17. And it's very short. It says, I shall not die, but live to tell of all of His deeds. Amen. And that is a verse that I have used continuously in my life over these last couple of years, because when I see situation is coming against me and it seems as if it wants to take me out, I have to declare, I will not die, but I will live to declare the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I get so excited because I have lived 1 year through one of the roughest period the world has seen, this modern world, in this era, in the 21st century, the coronavirus.
And I'm still here, and I'm grateful to God for what He's doing. And, you know, when we look around, we are not people who go back and love to say thank you. And we murmur. We are people who murmur about everything. God can do something great today. And the next moment, we start to murmur, oh God, you didn't do this and that. And I realize that God get upset with us because we're not thankful and can't continuously bring in Him praise and thanks regardless of the situation. Because you know that every moment you move from one situation to another, as soon as you get out of one, as soon as you're out one fire, there's another one starting, and you just, it seems as if you're constantly out in fires. But God is gracious that He will hold all fires regardless of how they come. But what we have to do is just constantly praise Him and give Him thanks, knowing that He's there and He's hearing us. And I'm so grateful. Because when I look back on a lot of the things, like last year, I made a specific prayer. And I said, God, I don't want to go through certain things. Give me 3 months. I just only want to experience it for 3 months. And He did it. I didn't even realize it until last week. I was just thinking about it. I was talking to my girlfriend. And I said, and she mentioned it, and I said, oh my goodness, I haven't had any problem. And it just hit me, and I said, oh my God, we asked God, and He answered. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, this God, I don't care what nobody said. I know that there is a God, and when you pray to Him, He will answer, because He has answered my prayers. He has answered my prayers. And I'm grateful. And don't let nobody tell you that their God does not answer prayers. If He's not answering your prayers, you have to look in your life to see what is blocking it. And there's always something that is going on in our life that will block the answers to your prayers. We can't just blame God, and we have a tendency of blaming God for everything that we are doing. But there are things that we are doing to ourselves that will block God from answering the prayers, from getting those prayers answered. And you have to come to that place where you can look into your life and see and confess it and ask God and repent and ask God to take it out, that He can flow through. And I'm seeing that every day I have to be repenting, because there are some things that I myself do that I know I'm not supposed to be doing, and I'm still doing it. But I'm glad that He's a faithful and a just God, that He hears and He answers your prayer. So regardless of whatever is happening to you or what you're going through, knowing that you can go to God and He can change you, He can change your situation, take you out of certain things. And even if it takes 20 years worth of prayers, because I know, and there are some prayers that I have been praying for over 20 years, but I know He's going to answer and He's going to take me out of it. And I'm holding on. Do not live in a microwave society where you expect to pray and immediately you get out. There are some prayers that can be answered immediately, but there are some prayers, because of what is going on in your life and what is the stumbling block is there, that is going to take much longer. But never give up on God. Never give up. Because some of the quick fix, when you go to certain places for a quick fix and you think that is working, yeah, it solves one problem, but it creates other problems in your life. No, I don't want it. I'd rather God solve the problem that I'm praying about, and no more problems is created. And I'm going to hold on to this God, and I'm asking you and I'm encouraging you to hold on to this God regardless of whatever come, regardless of whatever the floodgates, regardless of whatever storm, you're standing on the rock and you have to hold on to Him, because that's the only thing you have. You made it this far through the pandemic. You want to tell me that God is not going to bring you through whatever else that is coming? Come on. This is a God who is faithful and just, and you have to hold on to his words for your life. Because he said he loves you unconditionally. And the problem is like this: we do not read his words to heed to know his promises and to bring it back to him, bring it back to his attention. I said, God, you said this in your word. You said you honor your word above everything else. So God, I am putting this word that you said in your word. Let it come to pass in my life. Yes. I'm doing that and I'm holding on to him. Because guess what? Hold on to man. Man is fleeting. They change their mind on you. They don't do whatever you want. And you get upset with them. They walk away from you. They die. They leave you. They do all kind of stuff. And your mind and your heart get all over the place. But God is constant. He doesn't do all of those things that man does to you. He's a constant God. The Bible says he's the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That means he's the unchangeable God, the immovable God. And that is what we need in our life. Instead of these schizophrenic people around us. That 1 minute they love you, 1 minute they hate you. All kind of things. They don't love you because you don't do this, you don't do that. You're not up to their expectation. All kind of foolishness. God don't change. So I'm encouraging you to hold on to him. And that is what I have for you this morning. I'm so excited. I'm still celebrating my birthday for the rest of the month, the rest of the year. Because guess what? I am alive and I will not die. But I will declare the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful morning, this beautiful day, because this is the day that you have made and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so glad, God, because I'm here and I'm alive. You have given me another year and I ask you, God, that for my friend, I pray blessings upon their life, that whatever they go through, oh God, are going through, that you are there for them. They can call upon your name. And you will not fail them, oh God. And when let them know that when they call upon in your name, you are a God that answer. You're a God that hear. You are not a God that is made by hands or with sticks or stone or any metal. But you are the I am that I am. The beginning and the end. The Alpha and the Omega. So Lord, I give you thanks. I give you praise. And Father, as we go through this day, we ask you for your mercy. And this week, God, we ask you for your mercies. And any problem that is coming out, God, we ask you that you clear it away. You put it to the side asunder, oh God, that you make this week a beautiful week for us. And so we give you all the thanks, the glory and the honor through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So my friends, thank you for listening. Have yourself a wonderful, safe, and productive day. Until tomorrow morning, when I can come back and say good morning to you. Bye.